शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताजन यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतगत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मय माम चरणम् First here, studying that what is Brahma? Brahma, Jnana, the knowledge of Brahma is prakrit, material. Someone thinking that it is transcendental, but not transcendental. He is telling that what we see in this world, so many kinds of shapes, qualities, and all other things, and we see that after some time they become old, and after some time they pass away, transferred, and at last they go to ruin. So we think that Brahma is opposite to this. So we see all the shapes in the world which are not eternal, changing, and one day what?
Disappears.
So that Brahma should be the amazing, shapeless, tasteless, attributeless, and up there, anadi, nirvana, like this. So this fully depends where you were. You are here? Where was that? This is like prakritik. Also he says that Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of God, is the Sat-Chit Ananda. Transcendental, what?
Existence.
If there is no name and shape, no existence at all. There must be some name, some qualities, and some shape. Otherwise, it it is not any vastu, no existence. But it may be that we cannot see or realize by these senses. But there must be some shape. And knowledge, transcendental knowledge, there we should be. And this knowledge is also changed into mood, bhav, rati, sneha, man, pane, rag, anurag, mahabhav. This transcendental knowledge, up to that, more than that. So also we should be in transcendental, that body, in the existence of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sat, Chit, and Ananda, happiness. Happiness is one-sided. I'm taking food and feeling very happy. No object. Only ashray. Then it is called happiness. But when there will be any object of the happiness, then more happiness will be realized. And then happiness is called ananda. Like a friend came to me, very near and dear. Or I love anyone, and my beloved came. And I gave something to eat, and he is taking, then I feel more happiness that I was taking. So here, object of the happiness is there. But here, object of the sukh is not transcendental. But if our object of that transcendental happiness is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is, then our ananda will be so much. And serving Him, He will realize some happiness, and we also realize happiness, and that is called ananda. So this ananda has two things, ashay and vishay, object and observer, shelter, both. Yes. So three things should be in Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in Brahman, only chit and not transcendental so much. Very fraction like that.
Partly
reflection. Partly
reflection.
Not reflection. But
Pratifala.
Reflection.
Partial.
And it is called Brahma. Three. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Among three, only Chit. And in Chit also, very little fraction, perverted reflection of Chit is there. And it is called Brahma. Perverted. Because it depends on matter. This I told before. So not pure reflection.
भौतिकता
के विपरीत वो समझते हैं किंतु no real realization. And that is why it is have been told ब्रह्मणो गीता प्रतिष्ठा. So here, not pure, not whole, only unseen, partly perfected reflections, not pure, part, not pure, because it some connected with worldly ideas, and it is called Brahma. But when Chit Ansik plus Sandhini Satta later, when this world was created and Garbhodasai Vishnu entered in this world, and he became less and less and kotis innumerable, and he entered in the hearts of all living being entity, and then he became Kshirodasai. So much relation with worldly things to control. And as a sakshi, what he is doing, material things or what he is doing. So, he is so much relation, more relation with worldly things and less relation to spiritual. But himself is out of Maya, that part. So that Paramatma is Paramatma, who is Sakshi. He is telling Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Keval Gyan Pyakrit Vastu Hai. Have you read that book? Goswami is telling Chinmatra Vastu, not so much mike, not fully transcendental, unseek cheat, perverted reflection something, is called Brahma. And Paramatma, antarjanityamaya, maya shakti prachur, Chisaktyamsa Vishishta Paramatma Iti. This is, see, are you seeing? What is Paramatma?
He is situated as the super soul in the hearts of the living entities.
Antarjalitvamaya maya shakti prachurchi satyams vishisht paramatmiti.
Again, in direct distinction from the manifest and material worlds, Bhagavan appears as the impersonal Brahmasvarupa Tattva. Hence, Bhagavan is the original Tattva and is the supreme absolute truth.
While you are reading, ki paramat bhakti shabd mein kaha gaya hai antar janit tumaye maya shakti prachur chis satyams vishisht paramatma iti. Krishna Tattva is very easy and he is so sweet. But these Tattva, Brahma Tattva and the Paramatma Tattva are needless.
No juice.
No juice at all. So it is very hard. But Krishna's Tattva is highest, but even so sweet. So, but we should try to know. especially those who are preachers. Otherwise they cannot preach. What?
From this Antaryami Maya Maya Shakti Prachura Chakrasya Vishishtam Paramatmiti.
What is the meaning?
After the creation of this universe, the expansion of the Supreme Lord, who enters it as the controller of material nature and who is situated as the maintainer of the creation, is known as Jagadishwar, or the all-pervading Paramatma.
Isme chit shakti ka prakash kam. Some relation with chit shakti, but very little. Shakti also. Because he has to control and see what Jivatma is doing, and he is Sakshi that he is doing material things. And he is attracting with Maya. He also sees. And that is why he gives some danda, punishment. So, anyone is seeing in his heart this Paramatma, yogi, like yogi, they cannot see Bhagavat Tattva, transcendental supreme personality of Godhead. Only fractions. Kyaal bhakti karmi jo tattva lakshit hota hai. Only by the way of bhakti, process of bhakti, savanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, or shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, then prem, sneha, man, pranay, by this, if Krishna, any tattva is seen, then he is called, that tattva is Bhagavan. In Bhagavan, sat, chit, ananda, all are purna.
Complete.
So in Narayan it is complete. And in Dwarka means more complete. And in Krishna, in Braja, most complete there. In Bhakti Sandarbha, the symptom of this Bhagavat Tattva has been written like this. Paripurna sarva shakti visisht bhagavan iti. Paripurna sarva shakti visisht bhagavan. Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, with all kinds of potencies and food, then it is called Bhagavan. In Brahma, in Brahma, Narayan, in Ram, in all manifestations, all are called Bhagavan. But not Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan who? Not only Sarva Shaktiman, but at that time he will be with full rush. And all kinds of potency, all kinds of power in Krishna. Then he will call Bhagavan. As written?
The complete absolute truth endowed with all transcendental potencies is called Bhagavan.
Jagat srishti ho jane par, when this world was created, by whom? Whom it was created? Who created? Prakriti? Nature? Yes, but partly. She is matter. No independence. Nothing she can do. And she is joy. No concepts. Prakriti. But Maya has some, Maya is power of Krishna. Prakriti and Maya, so much a difference. and Maya, Mahamaya and Yogamaya. Yogamaya, Purnima Devi in Vaikuntha or Jagat. And Mahamaya who creates this world. But even she cannot do without the wish of Krishna. Not wish of Krishna, Karnadvishai Vishnu here. Only she can do. It seems that Brahma is creator of this world. Sometimes he has false ego like this. And the deity of Maya, embodiment of Maya, no, what? Maya Shakti, Maya ki pratishthatri Shakti. Maya Devi is Durga. She is called Durga. No? So, Durga creates this? No. Only by the wish of Karnadvishai Vishnu and by the wish of Advaita Acharya Mahavishnu, she can create. When first world was created, then from the navi,
navel
of Karna Garbhodashai, a lotus came out, and there was a lotus flower, and whole was covered with water, and from that lotus Brahma was created. Not soul of Brahma was created. What was created?
Body.
He has also body like us. But his body is not totally like us. Some difference. Then he used to think what to do. Only water, 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 everything. Then at once he was praying to God or anywhere that who am I, why have I been created? And he began to pray. At once there was a sound, tapa, tapa. And then he remembered Vedas, like, and he began to tap. Tap means? What tapasya? Began to think and think and think, and automatic. Not taking anything, not reminding world, no water, no anything, no sleep, nothing, always bring up. Who is the creator of this world? What should I do? Oh, please, merciful to me, sprinkle your mercy, do it. This is called Aradhana. And in tapa there is no object of that thing. And he has object. No? This is the difference. Gautam Buddha has no object of his trance. But all Vaishnava have trance like this. In trance they have some object. And he saw that. Oh, Narayan came in his, or Krishna came in his trance. And then he began to tell Chatushloki Bhagavat. Bhagavata was already at that time. Srimad Bhagavat is transcendental, Gita is transcendental. So, he saw Krishna there. And Krishna began to tell, oh, Oh, you wanted to know all those things? Aham eva asameva agre nanat jat kinchit satasat param. Oh, when this world is created, before this I was. Now I am existing everywhere myself. And one world will be destructed, I will remain. So my one of the name is Ananta and Shesh. I am still here. After he told 4 slokas. Rite artham jatpatyeta na pratyeta chatmani. Purbeta kire. Mane ache. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vijnan samantam sarahasyam tadangascha grihana gaditam maya. Jnanam tattva jnanam sarahasyam cha bhakti vijnan prema bhakti visheshupena prema bhakti. I'm telling you, explaining you. Grihana gaditam, I'm telling you. What is tattva jnana? He told him. And then he told tattva jnana, and then process of bhakti, bhakti. And the result of the bhakti is avidheya prayojan, that is braja prem, gopi prem, radha prem. He told, and he heard, but not realized. Like anyone is so thirsty. I told, if you will take water, at once you should take it and your thirst will go away. You get so much remedy. He told, I don't know water. What is water? Oh, you can go to river Yamuna, Ganges, and any well, anywhere, and with water you will be satisfied. But this knowledge will not satisfy him. His thirst will not be quenched. No? When a glass of water will be given to that person, and he will take, and then, oh, yes, my thirst has gone. I am now okay. So Krishna is telling him, and Brahma is hearing, how I am, how is my process, bhakti, to have me, and what is prem by which I can be controlled. He told everything. That tattva he told. But he knew, like I am telling all these things to you, but no realization. In the same way, you are hearing all these things. Have you any realization of prema bhakti, process of bhakti, even shraddha? So in this way. Then Krishna saw, and he told all. But arite artam jat pratyeta na pratyeta cha atmani tat vidyatmano jatha maya jatha bhasudas etavadeva jigyasu anvayavyatireka jat satsyat anvayavyatireka bham jat sarvatasyat. I don't remember full, I was, but now not. Here rite artham jata pratiyeta. Rit means satya. Satya means transcendental truth. Who is he? Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna Brajendanandan Shyam Sundar is himself absolute truth. No? Krishna is telling to Brahma, where are his abode? Abode means Vaikunth, in Vaikuntha, Golok, in Golok, supreme dham where Krishna abodes is Vrindavan, Gokul, it is called also Vraja. Three are one here. But not one, Achintabheda, there is something also, Gokul where Krishna takes birth, this pastime. Vrindavan where Ras and all these things. But supreme place is Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, on the bank, on the foot hills of Govardhan. That is Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. If Krishna, Govardhan is body, then his two eyes are Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Mouth, Govardhan. His tail, Puchari. So supreme abode of Krishna is where? Radha Kund, Shyam Kund means Braja. Here, Krishna Prem is so high. So, this is also transcendental. Here, beginning from Vaikuntha and up to Radha Kunda, no illusory Maya, no Durga. No need of this Maya is there. There is Sarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti, in the shape of Srimati Radhika herself. Full of rush, open of ocean of rush, and where Krishna can play in this by the waves of this ocean. With lakhs and lakhs, innumerable embodiments of prem and love. What are they? They are gopis. He told everything. There is no Maya. So there, if no Maya, no chance to forget Krishna. Nothing that we can forget to serve Krishna. So anyone cannot fall down from there. Always remembering, always serving spontaneously, because Maya is situated on the back side of Krishna. What is back side? This perverted world. So no Maya there. So no chance. That is why it has been told, So, there is no rite artham. Here, rite artham means supreme truth. Who is he? Krishna himself. So, where is Krishna in his abode, that is in dham, there is no maya. Rite. Rite artham. And not in self of Krishna, out of that, whose situation? Like tamaha and pratichabi, reflection like. Like February, let we should think that Krishna is like, absolute like sun. Where there is sun, no darkness. So darkness is Maya. So why he will be in transcendental world and where Krishna is there? Maya cannot be. So no cause of forgetting Krishna and his service. And that is why it has been jatha bhaso jatha tama one chavi prati chavi. Prati chavi means
reflection.
What reflection? Sun is there, you know, in sky, and there is water here in this world. Sun is reflecting in
water.
And this sun is moving here and there. Why it is seen? Reflects that sun is not actually sun. Perverted reflection. Maya is shaking and it seems that sun is also shaking. It may be that some clouds can come in the sky and cover the sun. Then it will be like some andhakar, dark. But when Prithvi, that is earth, where we are, is opposite to sun, so the places we are in front of sun is seen from there. Now we can see sun from here, but India, it is too dark. Sun is not seen. So this darkness is Maya. And the pratichabi, that is that sun seen in there, not actually sun. So two are the iske udaharan ke sthal hai, examples of Maya. So Maya cannot be in that lok, never. But its origin, Yoga Maya, Asarup Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, Haladini Shakti, Sandini and Sambit, they are there. Only their reflection in this world, creating this world, this material world, always changing and always full of suffering. There no suffering, nothing, not forgetting Krishna. So he is telling. Anna Datireka Bhang Sarvin Gurudev. Krishna sometimes sends some of his associates and sometimes he comes himself or manifests himself to help all conditioned souls. Here we should serve Gurudev. If you are lucky to have a pure Gurudev, bona fide, then knowing from him anvaya and vyatirek, what we should do and what we should not do, what is helpful, what is not helpful. So knowing all these things, we should try to follow this. Don't disremember Krishna. Always remember Krishna. Like those, vidhi nishedh, and you should follow all these things. Then we will know who is Swayam Bhagavan, Brajanandan Shyam Sundar. Then we can have some difference between Jagannath Dev, Baladev Subhadra, to Krishna, or Ram, who is Krishna himself. But something difference in the Rasa Tattva. Siddhanta tattva abhede api Sri Krishna sarupayo rasena utkrishyate Krishna rupamesha rasasthiti. So we should know all these things. Then Brahma could not realize what is the ras, what is maya, what is hladini shakti, sarup shakti. He could not. And how before creation he was there? How now he is here? And how when world will be demolished, how it will be? Then Krishna, oh, Grihana Gatitam Maya, oh, what? I am getting all this knowledge, manifesting. And he did like so, and one day, by his glance, and at once he realized, oh, how it was. Everything he knew at once and realized. And then quickly Krishna disappeared. So we should try to know all these things. If Guru is giving knowledge, But a disciple cannot realize. But what is process giving, doing, and at last Guru will tell, oh, I'm giving you. Then quickly we will realize, otherwise no. So bhakti, and especially Radhanga bhakti, depends on the mercy of Krishna and his associates. If anyone doing process, it is also the mercy of Krishna. He is giving so much. Like anyone went to any place and he gave you rasagulla and puri, kachauri, all these things. He offered to Krishna and gave, and you began to take. And if you cannot take, then oh, he will give you fire,
yes,
chawal, dal, roti, atta, puri, yes sir. And you should cook and then offer and then set. But both are the, it will be both by the mercy of devotees, especially devotee. If Krishna will give something, it will be not fullest. It may be full, but not so much. What's that?
Extremely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. There should be some lacking.
So what Krishna gave to Brahma, that was up to Narayana only.
That is why he could not realize Radha Prem and so much. He realized something. But if Radha was there, Srimati Radhika, or totally not, he has to create world and to be always busy in this. Kitna ho gaya? Shade ho gaya? Achcha. Oh, very Janma.
Durga
Devi.
You said there is difference between Maya,
and
Prakriti.
Prakriti is nature of Karanabdhisai Vishnu or Garbhodashai. Nature depends on Shaktiman. Nature cannot do anything. When we will wish, then nature will do. Material, all these things. It is like a matter. And when Garbhodashai, it is up to Pradhan and Upadhan. There are two kinds of prakritis, natures. When Mahavishnu, Karnabdhisai Vishnu, sees and gives some glance means inspires, then that prakriti, nimitta prakriti, doing something, working. And when Advaita Acharya, Mahavishnu, the incarnation, deity of Upadana, when he inspires, looks after this mind prakriti, then Upadan prakriti, then it becomes like air, water, akash, all these things. Then ahankar, rajas, tamas, sati, then from rajas ahankar, sound comes, from sound akash comes, then from
fire, air.
There are some symptoms like this. From Shabda, akash, and then Nam, Rupa, space, and this space air comes, and from air fire comes. That is roop comes. And from this roop, that is fire, water comes. From water comes this prithvi. It contains roop, rasa, gandha, shabda, sparsha, everything. Akashvalli, shabda. And from this tanmatra, roop, rasa, gandha, shabda, sparsha. And from this, then material body. Chiti, jal, pava, gagana, shamira. That is, all these things come. And then Karna, moon reason is his wish of Karna Abhishai Vishnu. And then wish of Advaita Chad Mahavishnu, Upadan Prabhu. And then they are not seen, but this Prakriti's Karja are seen. The actions of Prakriti, all this world. But actually, the inspiration or power of Karna Abhishai Vishnu and his words. But what are they? What are they? Only reflection of Yogamaya of Vaikuntha or Braja. That is Sarup Shakti. Sarup Shakti only one power of Krishna. Krishna is only alone. His power is alone. But Vibhudhaiva Sruyate, according to the functions, is known as so many things. Ladini, Shambhit, Sandhani, Parashakti, Jiva Shakti, Maya Shakti, Antaranga, Bhairanga, Tatastak, so many. In Vaikuntha, Narayani, in Dwarka, Satyabhama, Rukmini, all, with Ram, Sita, in Dwarka, not. In, with Karna Abhishai Vishnu, there is also Lakshmi, Garbhodasai is Lakshmi, like so. Gaur Pramanam